Hey everyone, this is your health bestie Barbara. In the last episode, we dove deep into the importance of grounding by focusing on the lower three chakras. We concluded with a gentle heart meditation. In this episode, we explore the way energy impacts our body. Energy can swirl around inside us like a soft breeze. The same energy connects different parts of our body and even helps us feel more balanced and at peace. The heart chakra is often pictured as a spinning wheel or lotus at the center of your chest. Inside that wheel, energy moves in a smooth, gentle circle, like a softly swirling fountain of compassion, kindness, and openness. It helps to keep you centered. The central mixing point brings stability. You're not overly heady or overly emotional, but aligned in the middle. From the heart, balanced energy can flow up into the higher chakras, which cover intuition and spirit, and also down into the lower chakras, grounding and willpower, and it keeps us in harmony. Imagine two rivers, one icy and slow, one bright and fast, meeting in a calm lake. The lake is your heart chakra. It doesn't just let them collide, it blends them gently, then sends water out evenly in every direction. That balanced flow is what lets you move through life with both warmth and clarity, anchored in your heart. Now that we've seen how energy flows in circles inside the heart, let's take a look at the way it affects other parts of us. Balancing the masculine and feminine energy within can have both physical and health benefits. Many of also see it as a path to spiritual growth and enlightenment. Practitioners may experience higher levels of consciousness by refining and directing their energy. For women, activating their energy flow may help to break down congestion to support breast health in the future. Female energy is often called water, while male energy is referred to as fire. When we balance each of these energies, we produce a perfect relationship between men and women. This produces healing love, which can enhance the life force energy for each person. Once the energy is harnessed, it can be transformed into vital energy for the organs, glands, brain, bone marrow, and spiritual energy. Qing is a generative or creative energy. It is the most refined substance within our bodies. Qing is referred to as the principal energy because it is essential for carrying out the functions of the body. All of the other energy in our body depends on Qing. Qing is transformed into Qi. Qi is also called life force because it interacts with the vital organs such as the liver, pancreas, kidneys, bladder, and more. As Qing energy circulates throughout the body, our organs become revitalized and nourished. You might be wondering, how does all this energy actually help us feel better? Let's break it down. When we live under constant stress, then we begin to feel the pressure of hastiness, anger, fear, worry, and other negative emotions. Negative emotions gradually eat our principal life force and lessens our energy. Day-to-day life can become a struggle when our energy is consumed with negative emotions. When there is not enough energy left, then we cease to grow and develop spiritually. When we are no longer able to see the natural spiritual experiences in our day-to-day life, then every day feels like Groundhog Day. We wash, rinse, go to work, come home, try to recharge before we are back on the hamster wheel again as we face rush hour traffic and hope that this day will be a little better than yesterday. Have you ever felt like every day is the same? Like you're stuck on repeat? That might mean your energy is blocked or running low. We need to know how to transform negative energy into positive energy and good feelings. Once we learn to circulate the negative energy through our body, a natural process of combustion occurs. The negative energy will change to life force energy. This creates more positive energy, which in turn gives you more vital energy to cope with the negative encounters in day-to-day life. We can direct negative emotional energy by transforming it back into positive chi. This will allow us to harmonize the different types of emotional energy with the organs that are associated with them. Let's zoom in on what each emotion does to our body. It's like each feeling has its favorite hiding spot inside us. Hot is associated with the heart, along with impatience and hastiness. The kidney is associated with cold and fearfulness. The liver is associated with warmth and anger. The spleen is associated with mildness, warm, and worry. The lung is associated with coolness, dryness, sadness, and grief. By becoming aware of the presence of these emotions and the different kinds of negative energy that can remain trapped in our organs, we can later transform and harmonize them. Qi is the key to attaining good health. When we plug our phone into the charger, we give it qi. Meditation, massage, acupressure, healthy foods, and other practices help us harness the qi that occurs naturally within our bodies and allows us to recharge our internal battery. When our energy is balanced, it feels like everything is working together. You feel calm but alert, focused but relaxed, strong yet gentle. We've identified the negative emotions that we experience and the resulting effect of repeated groundhog days. In jiu-jitsu, a practitioner learns to take the energy from an attack and gracefully diffuse it. By recognizing the negative energies that we are experiencing, we can begin to control them and transform everything negative into positive and cultivate good energy that pleases us. Negative energy depletes our life force, which reduces our energy. When we cultivate the energy, then we are able to increase it. We don't just feel better, we are better inside and out. Once an organ is restored to its healthy condition, then good energy can emerge. This energy will have a positive impact on the other organs and help to revitalize them as well. Good virtue is our natural state of being. The energy of love, joy, kindness, gentleness, respect, and honesty is very natural to us as humans. Think of your organs like friends who all live in the same house. When one friend is sad or upset, it affects the others. But when one friend starts feeling better, the good mood spreads. Doing good for others is equally and immediately beneficial to ourselves. When we are kind to others, we are also kind to our liver, which is the organ associated with kindness. This kindness helps our liver become stronger. This increase in strength in the liver gives us more qi. The development of good life force helps us transform all of the fear, anger, sadness, and depression that we experience. Qi is like the electricity that powers your phone, but for your body. You charge your body with qi by eating well, getting rest, and doing things like meditation or breathing exercises. In the next episode, we will begin by exploring the differences between our organs and our senses. This is Barbara. I am yours in health. Let me help you navigate the amazing world of health insurance. Remember, every day can be a healthy day.